Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101. The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Colin says, would love to see Marwin in the four hole backing up Bregman. I've been saying that. I didn't want him in Boston because you had left-handers on the mound, and he's not as good from the right side, but although he did homer. But Muley's not seeing the ball that great. He hasn't this entire postseason.
Neither is Tuve, really.
No, Tuve's...
But he's just so hurt.
And then he...
That bunt was just shows you what a gamer he is.
Well, but AJ talked about it. He said he's got no problem straight line speed. It's moving side to side.
It's the lateral stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's then defensively that's a problem.
That's a problem. That's why he didn't play. But Marwin's on it. Marwin should bat fourth tonight. He should have batted fourth last night. I don't know that it would have made any difference because Joe Smith and Osuna, but. You know, they just got to hit more. They just need to. Correa needs to get out of it, okay? I don't know. We got to give him his whoopee or something.
No, but whatever
it is, it ain't all his back. It's his head. His head is messed up. His swings are tentative. He has said, I feel better than I have in a long time. It ain't the back. Okay, that thing about every time he's, you know, whatever. He needs to put better swings on him. Because, oh, well, he homered in Cleveland. I guess it was okay. You know what? It's in his head. He needs to get his head out of his behind and start hitting. Okay? Just man up. Okay, Daniela wants a man. That's what she wants. Okay?
Well, I mean, this is way... Carlos has a bad back. What are you challenging his manhood for?
I didn't challenge his manhood. I want him to.
Daniela needs a man. My God. Go after Joe Smith like that.
Okay.
Allie LaForce doesn't?
Yeah. Maybe. You know what? Allie, take care of your man. He needs to pitch better.
So now okay? It's man. Her fault.
Well, whatever. Whatever. Osuna probably hasn't had a woman in a while because of his ex.
Okay,
I'm checking out.
Lance has to go.
Lance can't be any part of this.
I don't think you can, frankly.
No one should be a part of it.
I just need my guys to man up. Let's go. Okay. I need the same 2017
energy. You need to keep that same energy.
I need to keep that same energy. That's right.
Hey, it's just been two games, guys.
Yeah. Well, it's two in a row. They lost. Let's go.
Yeah.
This is a must win today. You're not winning 3-1. You're not going to win if you're down 3-1. You got to go win two on the road. Hey, guys, we are throwing a pub crawl party this Saturday, October 20th. It's the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl brought to you by Thrive Plus. Makes some sense to put them as a sponsor.
That's right.
This is going to be huge. It's Houstonians repping Houston sports while getting their drink on at 10 special Houston venues downtown. Tickets come with limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone t-shirts. They got Pub Crawl wristband, cup, and koozie. Thrive Plus samples, because you'll need it. And did I mention drinks for just $3? Get your tickets now because the price is going to go up. General and VIP tickets are available at htxpubcrawls.com. That's htxpubcrawls.com. That's going to be this Saturday. So make sure that you get out there and enjoy yourself this Saturday. They'll have viewing if the Astros are gone, which we hope is the case, obviously. They will be having viewing opportunities as well for your Stros. So it's htxpubcrawls.com.
All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Did you hear John Mara crush Odell Beckham?
Mm-hmm.
Basically shut up and play. And here's the thing, and I was watching.
You already gave him an extension. Too late. He's not going to.
Well, that's right, because he's got money, and what are you going to do? And he's got guaranteed money, and oh well. But here's the deal. So when asked about Eli, he was like, no, we still believe in Eli and blah, blee, blee, blah. And then when asked about Odell, well, he needs to, okay, he needs to let his play on the field do his talking. Yep. I think he needs to do a little more playing and a little less talking. And the guys on NFL Live yesterday on ESPN were, you know, kind of pissy about the fact that he went after Odell but not after Eli.
Well, I don't think you have to go after Eli. You just need to be. Well, you're going after Odell because Odell's causing issues. That's the problem, is he's causing issues
for coaches
and teammates. Eli just stinks.
That's right.
And no one ever is going to – everyone's going to say, no, we still believe it. Like, if you're not playing well, that's when you protect the guy. If a guy's being an a-hole, that's when you go out and say something. But here's the thing. Odell is locked into a contract. Eli's done after this year. American say whatever he wants. He knows the real truth. The real truth is they are going to be looking at Justin Herbert. They're going to be looking at Drew Lock. They're going to be looking at Dwayne Haskins if he comes out. They're going to be looking at all these guys. That's just the truth. They got to have a quarterback, and he's not going to, you know, say it out loud for the media to hear. God, man, Machado's such a creep. But, and, you know, they just got a team full of douchebags, too. I mean, the Dodgers have that douchey vibe.
Yeah.
Don't they? Machado fits perfect. But anyway, back to Mara. They got to.
You can't, but you, if
you're one of the teams that
if you're not going to play well, you can't be that cancer in the locker room like Odell is.
No,
you can't.
No, but
now that
extension.
He's got his money, he's like, whatever. I'll say whatever I want. But he's a diva wide receiver, and you know what? I, honestly, there was a thought with the way that he is do you pay that dude that money? If he was a Texan and he was doing this after at the 0-3 start, would you not be pissed off at Odell Beckham Jr.? If I'm a Giants fan, I'm like, really, dude? Because you got your money, you're a star, you got your blonde hair, you want to be, you want all the attention, everything at you, and you're going to be an a-hole teammate on top of it because you got your money? They're 1-5. They suck. They're terrible. And dude is ripping his quarterback. I mean, and his coach. And everything that, because he's not getting his touches. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't have it. And quite frankly, do you want that guy? Is that a guy that you pay money to?
Well, that's why you always have to make a decision about who you're. I thought that Odell decision was very tough because he's a great talent, but you know what a pain in the ass he is. And it's only going to get worse with more money guaranteed. I mean, he's not going to, that's not going to change. And so, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is for them unless they're going to move. Because to me, the quarterback's a non-issue. You know you got to get away from him as quickly as you can. You got to go in a different direction. And then, you know, beyond that, you're still going to have to deal with Odell Beckham. You're still going to have to deal with if he's not getting his touches, if they're not winning, whatever it is, he's going to be a problem. See, when you look at Jadeveon Clowney. Mario Williams. When you look at Jadeveon Clowney.
Same thing.
I'm concerned about him getting the big extension, but it has nothing to do with attitude or being a cancer in the locker room. It's about, I don't know that he's going to put I don't think you can get too excited about him practicing because I think he's going to miss a lot of practice time. He has plenty of injuries too. So an injury history. So I think he's going to be sitting out a lot, but he does play hard on the field. I don't think he's the most impactful pass rusher, but he is a good player. He's a consistent player, I would say. It just doesn't feel like, I mean, paying him what anywhere near Khalil Mack or Aaron Donald feels dumb,
no.
dumb.
Well, although when he does hustle, man, he looks like a different guy.
But you're getting paid to play all those games. You're getting paid to play 16.
I know. Do you have a problem with his hustle?
No, I don't have any problem with his hustle. You know, Chris Paul, when you look at Chris Paul, love everything about Chris Paul, but you know you're paying him max dollars for about 62 games at most, and then into the postseason as well. You know he's going to miss a certain amount of games. Porzingis is going to want a bunch of money. You know, there's talk about him leaving New York after this next year. You know that when you're paying him to miss games because he gets too tired, he said, because he gets sleepy and tired because he's just a tired person. So I feel like you should pay those guys like tired people. Like, well, we know you're going to miss. You're always injured. So let's pay you. Let's assume, Chris Paul, you're going to miss 15 games, and we're going to pay you max dollars for 67 games.
But that's not – Clowney's been playing lately.
Early on,
he was.
He has. He doesn't
the last
always
couple of years he's
practice, and I've heard that there was maybe some concern with whether or not he was getting into practice as early as he could have before season started. Like, he seemed to just kind of like, I'm just not ready to go. Like, okay, I guess we'll just wait again, Clowney.
Well, allegedly, don't you remember just a couple of weeks ago, they said don't practice. He wanted to practice, and they said you can't practice this preseason. And that's why he wasn't ready for the start of the season, but now he is because he's gotten more practicing.
Well, I don't. Once again, I'd rather have a Clowney issue where you're worried about paying a guy because he doesn't get double-digit sacks than an Odell issue, which actually tremendous talent. But you just know that Dev Act is never going away. No matter where he is, it's not going to go away.
15, 16, and 17, he only missed four games. For the last 3 years, four games total.
That's really good. Yeah. I mean, he's missed plenty of practice.
Five games.
But the games, that's not that bad.
No.
I mean,
he played all 16 last year.
Yeah, that's not that bad. I think you do need to have an idea of. Well, I mean, the knee looks fine.
Yeah.
The knee looks like it's not a problem.
I don't think that's the issue. 16, 14, and 13 games. And he's played in all five this year. So
he was 16 last year, right?
Five of the six, rather. So he's missed
year.
Six games since 2014.
He didn't miss any games last year, right?
No, not a one.
Yeah, it's been the other 2 years.
Yeah.
See, I don't think missing three games a year is acceptable either. Not for max dollar. Not a max dollar type guy. You don't want to missing three games is a really big deal. Most guys don't miss three games a year.
That was 3 years ago, though.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that's who he is right now. Right. But if you think he's, like, I'm just saying in general,
Yeah.
You have to have the assumption that Aaron Donald is playing every game. He might miss one game, or if he has a groin issue, he might miss a couple games. High ankle sprain, you know, it could take you out 3 games. Those things happen. But you don't want missing 3 games or more to ever be the norm. And the Rockets are having to live with that with Chris Paul. They know what they got. They're having to live with it, and they're dealing with it the best they can. Eric Gordon has had that history as well. You know he's going to miss some games. There's nothing you can do about that. Where are you on the excitement scale for, like, what are you expecting from the Rockets? They start tonight. What do you expect from them this year?
I expect a 60-win season.
Mm-hmm. What they had last year.
65. So I don't expect them to be much off that.
65 last year.
Yeah.
What do you expect them to be pretty close to that? Yeah.
I think
Vegas over-unders kind of feels kind of low.
I think they'll be the 2 seed. And I think that they got a chance to beat Golden State this year.
I am really, even though I was not for Carmelo joining the team, I am really interested to see how he looks with the team.
Yeah.
I don't think he brings, I'm really interested in Ennis, to me, is one of the real keys.
I think that too. I think, yeah.
There's a chance he could be a better Ariza.
That you can't replace Trevor Ariza to me is, that's ridiculous. all right, we'll talk about that on the other side though. And whether or not, who's a bigger douche, Tyler Bauer or Machado? That's a pretty good question.
You could get action right now on your hometown team right now.
That's
my
right.
Bookie.
So go hit the over on the Rockets season total. And you can do that right now at mybookie.ag. You can do that. You can bet on Charlie Bleepin' Morton tonight. Yep. You can bet on number of hits that Carlos Correa is going to get. Go over. He's hitting tonight. I'm telling you right now, Correa is hitting tonight. I'm telling you. No, Dell, not thumb down. No, thumb up. Thumb up. Listen, if you're looking for all the prop bets, you've got them all right there in front of you. I mean, there's like 1,000 things a game to bet on. And you can bet every pitch. We were sitting there when the Astros were down 3-2. Oh, my God, I can get them right now plus 340. Holy crap. How awesome. Well, that was a loser, but that was still a good bet, Dell, even if it's a loser. Nah, I guess it's not a good bet if it's a loser. But here's the deal. You can do all of that right now at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And you, my friends, can win. You can play, you win, they pay. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
For us, we needed to do a little bit better job stringing some stuff together. It's part of the game. It's baseball. I think we need to bounce back tomorrow and get some traffic on the bases. And I think today, I think it was the seventh inning, Altuve bunted, got on, got to second base, and I got to come through there and tie the game.
That's Alec Bregman basically telling you he's got to come through. Anytime the Astros need runs, it's got to be him, apparently. Alex Bregman said, yeah, I got to come through with Altuve on. And that was one of those times where I was expecting
him to come through. He hit the ball hard.
I didn't think he'd get it. When the ball got past the catcher, which, by the way, I don't know what's going on with the catchers in this series. When the ball got past the catcher and Altuve went to second.
But not I'm only like, this, when I'm Mike like, Rondell, well, I mean, everybody seems to have a problem catching the ball.
Everybody. And I just said, well, they're going to put Bregman on now. Now he's going to get nothing. And he did get a pitch today.
He did get a pitch. And
he made it out.
And he hit, yeah, he hit a liner. If that's in the gap, he's still running. So, you know, but it seems like the weight of the world is on his shoulders. You know, you're down 2 with 2 outs in the 9th, and he flies out in Boston. And then, yeah, if he doesn't do it, it's not happening. And you just can't have it just Bregman. I mean, since he's walked, how many times has he walked in the series? 11? How many times has he walked in the series? It's just ridiculous. So he's, you know, you can't, but he can't. And here's one of the things I love about him. You know, he wants to probably expand his zone and get that big hit. But when you start doing that, you're starting to hit pitcher's pitches, something that's a little off the plate, that's, you know, a little bit low and off the plate, and you're not going to get it, and you're not going to hit the ball. So he's got to continue to do what he's doing, and if he gets on base by walking, well, then the next guy's going to have to pick it up. And I hope AJ moves Marwin to the four hole, because Marwin should be in the four hole tonight. He should be. But with Porcello on the mound, Yuli's not seeing the ball. let Yuli hit fifth. Or you know what? It wasn't that long ago that Yuli was a seven-hole hitter. So that Yuli has to be in the four hole is not that's not something that has to happen. And if Reddick is seeing the ball better, then hit Marwin four and hit Reddick five, and Yuli six.
TK in the lineup again.
Yeah, and keep Tony Kemp in the lineup, just because you know he didn't have the best game yesterday.
Base DH again.
Yeah, yeah. Just do it. Just, and you know what? They'll start to. This is a much better lineup than they've shown.
Man, I would. There's nowhere to put him, but I wouldn't mind Tyler White in the lineup. But you really don't have any place you can put him. So he's not. I mean, he's going to be a pinch hitter again. Where can you play him? If
no,
without Tuve as a DH, you can't. There's nothing you can do.
No, you can't play him. You can't play him. You just can't. I mean,
and Tyler's not red hot Tyler White anymore either.
No, I mean he hit well in Cleveland, but he didn't against the two lefties in Boston. So. You know what? Now it's whatever. It's who's the hottest hand. And,
yes.
And everybody, nobody can have their feelings hurt. Hector Rondon, you didn't make the lineup. Oh, well, your feelings were hurt. You wouldn't walk out there. Well, guess what? And then when you do get out there, you throw three pitches and you got to leave the game. So
beat it.
You know what? There's nobody's feelings
right now. Hey, Astros bullpen, you know, this is supposed to be the year you don't bleep this up.
That's right.
After last year, Rondon didn't do his job. Joe Smith didn't do his job, and Osuna didn't do his job. How about you guys do your job, too?
No, if you and I was just thinking that, do you have to go back to all starters again?
Yes.
What, though? This is the best bullpen of all of the bullpens in the postseason right now. Well, other than Josh Hader, because Josh Hader is the greatest pitcher ever that the Astros had. This is the best bullpen, and it's certainly not showing it.
Well, I mean,
now this is the best lineup that you're facing. Let's not forget that. We got to give Boston a little bit of credit.
No, it's a great lineup. They won 108 games. Boston's really good. McHugh, McCullers, and Presley give you three very, very live arms.
So where were they?
Well, they had pitched the previous two games.
And then they had a day off.
I don't know. Maybe the Astros are a little sensitive about Lance McCullers' arm. I would understand that.
It's the postseason.
I don't have a problem with Osuna coming in. He's supposed to be your closer. So he can get in and pitch in a high leverage situation. Joe Smith, that just doesn't make sense to me. He wasn't even on the playoff roster last time around. To me, he's mop up guy. He's not a guy that for me, that you bring a Joe Smith into any meaningful situations. He didn't end the season red hot. You've got better options on the bench. There's just really no reason to go to a Joe Smith. Once you've cast your lot with Osuna, he's got to get his opportunities. Rondon is another one that you have to tread lightly with Rondon because you know where he was at the end of the year. And AJ did tread lightly with him. He's like, yep, nope, not going to do that. So I don't know. We're talking, obviously, game two. So after you beat Chris Sale in game one and you see David Price in game two and Eovaldi in game three, who has some talent, obviously, but, boy, you just felt like, man, worst-case scenario, you should be 2-1 after the first three games. Worst-case scenario. And then you lose the game two, and in game three, you just can't. When men were in scoring position, even the hard-hit balls were finding people.
I mean, Raheel came in here all positive yesterday, and I have no doubt about. I don't know. Just Keuchel's starts are just, I don't know, just too nervous. I feel good about Charlie Morton today, even though he hasn't pitched in like 3 years. I really feel good about him. He's Charlie bleeping Morton. Let's not forget that. Why is everybody forgetting bleeping Morton?
You'll know
is
what's going
Charlie
on.
Bleeping Morton.
You'll know what's going on early because Charlie's one of those guys too that when he's off the rails, you see it early, and he's done early. So, and even if he's really good, chances are five is the most you're getting out of him. So you're going to have McCullers or McHugh give you more than one inning, more than likely.
Says you. I think he's going seven.
How many times has Charlie gone seven plus?
Okay, go look.
As an Astro.
Yeah, go look.
I'll look at it
Now. Watch. And then you'll be amazed. I'm amazed at what Lanny and those people over at
Bill Advisor
can do for you.
Well, I don't know why you call them those people, but
because
I know
they're,
this
they're not me. They're those people.
Oh, I got you. Well, here, just quickly.
Hey, listen, if it's not me, then it's those people. I don't care.
Charlie Morton did go seven August 6th.
Thank you.
And he did June 26th.
Thank you.
And you know what? He did back-to-back games against Cleveland and Texas, May 18th and May 12th.
Thank you.
And you know what? Here's 7 2/3 against the Yankees. Here's 7 against Seattle. I'm starting to get hyped up. He did it like 4 or 5 times this year.
Thank you.
That's like a complete game.
Thank you.
For pitchers nowadays.
Yeah.
Especially high strikeout pitchers.
And against against the Yankees? Oh, and against Seattle? You mean really good teams? Okay, thanks. All right.
Boston, 5 innings.
Thank you.
Good.
That's all. But Arizona, he didn't want to wear him out. Was worried about his shoulder.
Okay. I'm in.
All right.
I'm starting to feel like Charlie's going complete game.
Thank you.
3-hit shutout. I know this much. I don't even need to segue this. The bottom line on your home and auto insurance is when you've got home and auto insurance, you just, a lot of times you stick with the same team. I did for years. Oh, I got a bundle. And it is better pricing when you get the bundle. But here's what they don't tell you. A lot of the homeowners insurance, they all play by the same rules. They're like, all right, guys, let's keep our prices around here. Slight competitive, you know, rates here and there. But of course, once we get you for more than a year, we're going to raise the rate on you. And you are going to end up paying us more. The longer you're with the company, the more you're going to end up paying. And yet your coverage is going to stay the same. You're never going to raise your coverage because that's going to raise your rates even more. When you go with Bill Advisor, they'll go find you a competitive, not only a competitive homeowner's insurance quote, in many cases, it's going to be substantially better. I found out myself, I saved $700. I know some people who have saved over $1,800 on their homeowner's insurance. And all you have to do is text money to 232323. An automated system will text you back and it'll say, all right, what's your address? You put your address in, and within a few seconds, you get a homeowner's quote that's a very, very accurate quote. Now, if you want to increase your coverage, increase jewelry coverage, you want to add different types of flood insurance, whatever, they'll work with you on that. But you're going to find that in many, many cases now, the rates are much lower than what you're paying. And they'll find you car insurance as well. Go to billadvisor.com or text money right now. It'll take just less than a minute to find out what the homeowner's insurance quote is when you text money to 232323.
For us, we needed to do a little bit better job stringing some stuff together. And that's part of the game. It's baseball. I think we need to bounce back tomorrow and get some traffic on the bases. And I think seventh inning, Altuve bunted, got on, got to second base, and I got to come through there and tie the game.
That's Alec Bregman basically telling you he's got to come through. Anytime the Astros need runs, it's got to be him, apparently. Alex Bregman said, yeah, I got to come through with Altuve on. And that was one of those times where I was expecting
him to come through. He hit the ball hard. I didn't think
he'd get it. When the ball got past the catcher, which, by the way, I don't know what's going on with the catchers in this series. When the ball got past the catcher and Altuve went to second.
But not I'm only like, this, what I'm about like, Grandal? Well, I mean, everybody seems to have a problem catching the ball.
Everybody. And I just said, well, they're going to put Bregman on now. Now he's going to get nothing. And he did get a pitch today.
He did get a pitch.
And he made it out.
Hey, he hit a liner. If that's in the gap, he's still running. So, you know, but it seems like the weight of the world is on his shoulders. You know, you're down two with two outs in the ninth, and he flies out in Boston. If he doesn't do it, it's not happening. And you just can't have it just Bregman. I mean, since he's walked, how many times has he walked in the series? 11? How many times has he walked in the series? It's just ridiculous. So he can't. And here's one of the things I love about him. You know, he wants to probably expand his zone and get that big hit. But when you start doing that, you're starting to hit pitcher's pitches, something that's a little off the plate, that's, you know, a little bit low and off the plate, and you're not going to get it, and you're not going to hit the ball. So he's got to continue to do what he's doing, and if he gets on base by walking, well, then the next guy's going to have to pick it up. And I hope AJ moves Marwin to the four hole, because Marwin should be in the four hole tonight. He should be. But with Porcello on the mound, Yuli's not seeing the ball. Let Yuli hit fifth. Or you know what? It wasn't that long ago that Yuli was a seven-hole hitter. So that Yuli has to be in the four-hole is not – that's not something that has to happen. And if Reddick is seeing the ball better, then hit Marwin four and hit Reddick five and Yuli six.
TK in the lineup again?
Yeah, and keep Tony Kemp in the lineup just because, you know, he didn't have the best game yesterday.
Base DH again.
Yeah, yeah. Just do it. And you know what? They'll start to – this is a much better lineup than they've shown.
Man, there's nowhere to put him, but I wouldn't mind Tyler White in the lineup, but you really don't have any place you can put him. So, he's going to be a pinch hitter again. Where can you play him?
Without Altuve as a DH,
you can't play him.
You can't play him. You just can't. I mean –
And Tyler's not red-hot Tyler White anymore either.
No. I mean, he hit well in Cleveland, but he didn't against the two lefties in Boston. So, you know what? Now it's whatever. It's who's the hottest hand. Yes. And everybody, nobody can have their feelings hurt. Hector Rondon, you didn't make the lineup. Oh, well. Your feelings were hurt. You wouldn't walk out there. Well, guess what? And then when you do get out there, you throw three pitches, and you got to leave the game. So,
beat it.
You know what? There's nobody's feelings
right
now.
Hey, Astros bullpen, you know, this is supposed to be the year you don't bleep this up.
That's right.
After last year. Rondon didn't do his job. Joe Smith didn't do his job. And Osuna didn't do his job. How about you guys do your job, too?
No, and I was just thinking that. Do you have to go back to all starters again?
Yes.
You know what, though? This is the best bullpen of all of the bullpens in the postseason right now. Well, other than Josh Hader, because Josh Hader is the greatest pitcher ever that the Astros had. This is the best bullpen, and it's certainly not showing it.
Well, I mean...
Now, this is the best lineup that you're facing. Let's not forget that. We got to give Boston a little bit of credit.
No, it's a great lineup. They won 108 games. Boston's really good. McHugh, McCullers, and Presley give you three very, very live arms.
So, where were they?
Well, they had pitched the previous two games.
And then they had a day off.
They had a day off. I don't know. Maybe the Astros are a little sensitive about Lance McCullers' arm. I would understand that.
It's the postseason.
I don't have a problem with Osuna coming in. He's supposed to be your closer. So he can get in and pitch in a high leverage situation. Joe Smith, that just doesn't make sense to me. He wasn't even on the playoff roster last time around. To me, he's mop up guy. He's not a guy that for me, that you bring a Joe Smith into any meaningful situations. He didn't end the season red hot. You've got better options on the bench. There's just really no reason to go to a Joe Smith. Once you've cast your lot with Osuna, he's got to get his opportunities. Rondon is another one that you have to tread lightly with Rondon because you know where he was at the end of the year. And AJ did tread lightly with him. He's like, yep, nope, not going to do that. So... I don't know. We're talking, obviously, game two. So after you beat Chris Sale in game one and you see David Price in game two and Eovaldi in game three, who has some talent, obviously. But, boy, you just felt like, man, worst case scenario, you should be 2-1 after the first three games. Worst case scenario. And then you lose the game two, and in game three, you just can't. When men were in scoring position, even the hard hit balls were finding people.
I mean, Raheel came in here all positive yesterday, and I have no doubt about. I don't know. Just Keuchel's starts are just. I don't know. Just too nervous. I feel good about Charlie Morton today, even though he hasn't pitched in like 3 years. I really feel good about him. He's Charlie bleeping Morton. Let's not forget that. Why is everybody forgetting?
But Charlie bleeping Morton. You'll know what's going on early because Charlie's one of those guys too that when he's off the rails, you see it early, and he's done early. So, and even if he's really good, chances are five is the most you're getting out of him. So you're going to have McCullers or McHugh give you more than one inning, more than likely.
Says you. I think he's going seven.
How many times has Charlie gone seven plus?
Okay, go look.
As an Astro.
Yeah, go look.
I'll look at it right now.
Watch. And then you'll be amazed. I'm amazed at what Lanny and those people over at
Bill Advisor
can do for you.
I don't know why you call them those people, but
because they're not me. They're those people.
Oh, I got you. Well, here, just quickly.
Hey, listen, if it's not me, then it's those people. I don't care.
Charlie Morton did go seven August 6th.
Thank you.
And he did June 26th.
Thank you.
And you know what? He did back-to-back games against Cleveland and Texas,
good
May
night.
18th and May 12th.
Thank you.
And you know what? Here's 7 2/3 against the Yankees. Here's 7 against Seattle. I'm starting to get hyped up. He did it like 4 or 5 times this year.
Thank you.
That's like a complete game.
Thank you.
For pitchers nowadays.
Yeah.
Especially high strikeout pitchers.
And against the Yankees? Oh, and against Seattle? You mean really good teams? Okay, thanks. All right.
Boston, five innings. That's
thank
pretty,
you.
You know, good.
That's all. But Arizona, he didn't want to wear him out. Was worried about his shoulder.
Okay. I'm in.
All right.
I'm in. I'm starting to feel like Charlie's going complete game.
Thank you.
Three hit shutout. I know who. I know this much. I don't even need to segue this. The bottom line on your home and auto insurance is when you've got home and auto insurance, you just a lot of times you stick with the same team. I did for years. Oh, I got a bundle. And it is better pricing when you get the bundle. But here's what they don't tell you. A lot of the homeowners insurance, they all play by the same rules. They're like, all right, guys, let's keep our prices around here. Slight competitive, you know, rates here and there. But of course, once we get you for more than a year, we're going to raise the rate on you. And you are going to end up paying us more. The longer you're with the company, the more you're going to end up paying. And yet your coverage is going to stay the same. You're never going to raise your coverage because that's going to raise your rates even more. When you go with Bill Advisor, they'll go find you a competitive, not only a competitive homeowner's insurance quote, in many cases, it's going to be substantially better. I found out myself, I saved $700. I know some people who have saved over $1,800 on their homeowner's insurance. And all you have to do is text money to 232323. An automated system will text you back and it'll say, all right, what's your address? You put your address in, and within a few seconds, you get a homeowner's quote that's a very, very accurate quote. Now, if you want to increase your coverage, increase jewelry coverage, you want to add different types of flood insurance, whatever, they'll work with you on that. But you're going to find that in many, many cases now, the rates are much lower than what you're paying. And they'll find you car insurance as well. Go to billadvisor.com or text money right now. It'll take just less than a minute to find out what the homeowner's insurance quote is when you text money to
232323. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 834 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. The number if you'd like to get in here to hang out with us. You're more than welcome to do that. Your Astros lose yesterday, and I got Charlie Morton on the mound tonight. Taking on Rick Porcello. Not scared of Porcello. You know what? This is a... And I love AJ's attitude. You know, oh, you knew that they were still fighting in the Red Sox after... Yeah, well, they're still fighting us, too. Okay? There's still some fighting us. And we're, you know what? We're a good team, too. Whenever... Yeah, AJ, he's got... And you know these guys... See, here's the thing about AJ, too, though, is the Joe Smith thing. We were all like, oh, no, oh, Joe Smith, what are you doing? He's got confidence in all of his – he really – what we don't – you know, and maybe to a fault, because last year in the postseason he had to finally say, you know, enough Devensky, enough Giles. We can't do it anymore. We just can't because they're killing us. You're killing us, Smalls. You're killing us. Well, he's going to ride the Joe Smiths and the Osunas and the Rondones. And, you know, Rondon looked a little bit better yesterday. He gave up a hit, right? So – you know, maybe he can count a little bit, but he didn't go to the starter bullpen until he had to. Well, he's probably getting close. He's got McHugh and he's got McCullers. If those two go in there, you count on him, don't you? I know McCullers struggled the other day, but
I count on him. Yeah,
in large part,
he struggled because he was throwing out pitches that catcher couldn't catch.
Catcher couldn't catch. Yeah, I mean, Machete had a rough time with him. But, and that's another thing. Can you have Machete in there if McCullers is coming in?
You have to. You had him all this other time. He just has to. I just think he has to make adjustments. I mean, he was letting the ball squirt away. Like, he wasn't getting in front of that pitch.
Well, he just missed them.
Well, he did. The catcher did yesterday, like, for the Reds. I mean, it's just a very weird series where guys are missing pitches in their gloves also. Like catching the ball.
Well,
you shouldn't have.
Hey, wait,
so many.
Gary Sanchez last year.
Maybe it's all that pine tar to keep the batter safe, and all the grip is actually making the spin rate is so tight they can't catch it. But at least the batters aren't all getting hit in the face, which is the big concern. is it's important to doctor the ball so you don't hit so you don't hit hitters in the face with the fastball.
You're making fun,
and or the curveballs don't take a life.
You're making fun, and that's not funny. Okay, that was what Richie said. The batters are okay with it, so they don't get hit in the face. This is a true story. I mean, if you're standing there, go ahead, Dell. Stand in there, dig in. 100 miles an hour. Rondon is on the mound. Okay,
I wasn't even talking. Why are you? You're the guy in there talking to you was making the jokes. Why are you looking at
me? Because you're the one earlier said, "Oh, really? No." Yeah, and you doubt what Richie said.
I mean, I couldn't doubt what Richie said. I wasn't listening. It's baseball talk. You can't say I doubted it. I didn't hear a word of it. Sorry, just telling the truth. Whatever, fine. You need pine tar. I'm just saying, if you're the best of the best, maybe you should need an extra to make sure you throw the ball where you want it to be thrown.
Well, maybe you do. Maybe the balls are slick. Is that what you want? That's what you want?
I'm not in the batter's
box. People to die? You want people to die?
I don't need people to die, but if baseball became so dangerous that people didn't want to play and it ended the sport, I'd be fine with it.
That's not.
Well, that's what you're suggesting, right?
That's a little bit much.
That's what you're suggesting. It's so dangerous. Guys are afraid for their lives, so we need to use a foreign substance. If we're going to go that route, how about we make the balls even slicker so this game ends? Death to baseball.
Now, see, that's just, I just can't even talk to him anymore. There's no talking to him. There's just no talking to him anymore. 713-780-3776. Can someone save me from this Dell? From Dell? Thank you.
Hey, you talk to me. I wasn't talking to you.
What I need everybody to do is get behind our team. Let's go. Our club. Our club's gonna win tonight.
All systems go.
Seriously, this is the must-game win of the year. Am I right?
Yeah, you're not winning three in a row. I don't think. I mean, you could beat their pitching three in a row, but you're going to have to win in Boston. You're a great road team. This not winning at home thing is not at a great pace. It really is bothersome.
It's been all year.
You just got beat. You just got punked at home. That was a pretty good pitching matchup between the two. And, look, Nathan Eovaldi was really good. He got off to a little bit of a shaky start, and then he locked in, and so did Dallas Keuchel. And Dallas Keuchel was dropping that breaking pitch just nice and soft, and he just induced ground ball. Like, you couldn't be any better than Dallas Keuchel was. Wasn't even getting strikeouts, but just kept it right at the bottom of the zone, sometimes right below, and was still getting calls. Dallas was really great after the first inning. It's just, you know, it was just that first inning got to him, and the Astros had a chance to pile on more on Eovaldi, and they didn't do it. And when men are in scoring position, you know, they're going to have to bang a home run here or there. They got to go crush city and try to put a two or three spot on the board right now, because they're just not consistently – they're not as consistent offensively as they were last year. And so now they've got to get – they got to get some chunks with home runs at some point. They're just going to have to rely on that. I don't think they're going to string together multiple hits to throw the five spot on the Boston Red Sox. And it's not like the Red Sox have this unbelievable pitching. It's just I don't feel like the Astros hitters are in that spot right now. It just doesn't feel like they're in that place. And they actually ended the season on a high note. I mean, they really didn't do a whole lot against the Indians until they got to the bullpen. And that's when they ruined the Indians, was the bullpen. They got to start ruining some pitchers earlier on. And, you know, Chris Sale really helped with his wildness. There's no way around it. But they got to jump, man. They got to jump on Porcello early.
Early.
And they got to really get that place into the game.
Well, and
what'd you think of the atmosphere?
Charlie's got to get through the beginning of the – they got to get that line through that line.
What'd you think of how was the atmosphere in person?
Oh, it was great. It was excellent.
It seemed like it was. People standing up for two strikes. Yep. When they were down, yes. Trying to will the players in, it seemed like it was really good.
It really was. I'm all into proactive fans, and we were.
That's good.
It was good. It was really good. Steve is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking our bats got to open up sometime. I mean, look what happened game one. When did we score all of our runs?
At the end, off the bullpen.
At the end of the game.
Yeah.
And then look at game two. Did we get, we had two runs, but we had like one hit. The entire game. Game two, we didn't score much runs. This game, it was like almost there. Come on, come on. And against the Indians, you guys just said it was all the bullpen stuff. You got to think we can't go, hell, what is this, 6-7 games in a row without getting a starting pitcher to exit in the third or fourth with 70 pitches? Like, and not just score because we got some good walks, because Bregman like they're not pitching to him. Like it's gonna happen. It's gotta happen. Winning game one in Boston was huge because you know you're not gonna like Boston's not sweeping four games in a row, right? So that one game win was huge. This is gonna go if probably six, most likely seven. It's just there's no way we get shut out with our offense. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, especially against That's Porcello. All. Yeah, you gotta hit Porcello. I don't think there's any question. And you can hit Sale. I mean, you've had a rougher time with you've had a rougher time with David Price before. But you can there's no reason. There's no reason that this is. This is on the offense. And somebody said it didn't matter about Smith. It didn't matter about Osuna. You ain't going to win scoring two runs against the Red Sox.
No, you're not.
You're not.
You're not. You got to score more.
You got to score more.
You got to score more. You know, I'm looking at the lineup. It's going to be the same. Other than, as you mentioned, I think there's an outside shot that he could flip-flop Marwin and Yuli, but we're going to see McCann again. Kemp will stay in. I don't see it changing. Defensively, you'll have the same. I think Marwin at second. And Tuve, because of his injury, is going to DH. I don't think it changes at all. I think it looks exactly the same. I just don't have a lot of confidence in Reddick. I know he hit that bomb. Man, his last two strikeouts were just atrocious.
Yeah.
Just atrocious.
No, well.
You know, he went upstairs and got beat by that fastball. And then the second one, I mean, it hit the dirt. It didn't even get to the plate, and he's swinging at that. And how about Marwin, the curveballs he sees left-handed? I mean, he really struggled with those breaking pitches, too. When they were attacking him with all the everything was just hard breaking pitches. That's clearly the way teams are going to attack him. He's going to see it a lot today too. I mean, Porcello's going to
he hit that ball. He got the RBI single in the first, and then he hit the ball almost to the wall. In another big at bat. They just didn't come through with. You know what? This team has got to get those wheelbarrows out again. That's what they need to do. And just to every big at bat, they need to have giant nuts. That's what they have to do. Let's go tonight. 713-780-3776. You know what else is tonight? Rockets game one.
You know, Rockets game one goes tonight, and the liftoff party starts at 4:30. You know, the first 3,000 fans are going to get James Harden MVP bobbleheads. So you got to get there early. But the liftoff party gives you plenty of reason to. You got power dancers out there. Clutch is going to be out there. They're going to have all kinds of prizes they're going to give away. First 3,000 get the James Harden bobblehead. But here's the thing. Your Houston Rockets got right there. They were right there on the verge of a championship. They have retooled and reschooled. Daryl Morey last year, we were like, I don't know if this roster, boom, and there they were. This year he's made some more changes. And go check out your brand new Houston Rockets like James Ennis, like Carmelo Anthony. But your old favorites, James Harden, still there. Clint Capella, still there. Chris Paul, still there, waiting for you guys to come out and experience it tonight. There are some tickets available still. You can go check them out at Rockets.com. But make sure that you head out there and watch Anthony Davis and the Pelicans get roasted tonight by your Houston Rockets, 8-point favorites. It should be like 28 because that's what's going to happen to them. And for season tickets, mini packages, individual game tickets, or just to find out what kind of specials they have going on, you can always go to Rockets.com. It's time for them to run as one.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
In case you missed it last night, Dodgers winning 13. Cody Bellinger, who's 1-for-21, came up with a 2-for-4. And had the game-winning hit in the 13th. So Dodgers and Brewers tied it two games apiece. That was huge.
And that just makes you think, hey, the Dodgers were pretty much on their last leg. They lose that one. They're not coming back and winning it. And a guy who has struggled found a way. So if you are feeling a little shaky about your Astros, you just got an example of a guy who wasn't hitting, finding a way. And you got plenty of guys who need a big hit on their resume to get things going for them.
And Cody Bellinger is obviously a good player.
A good player.
This is much the same situation Carlos Correa is in.
Yeah. So you have an example of a guy pulling through, and if Carlos is what we believe him to be, there's no reason that tonight couldn't be the night that he comes through. And he's had a home run and another big hit in these playoffs, so he's capable.
Yeah, and they sent Rich Hill out there last night. And so Charlie Bleepin' Morton in a must-win, more or less a must-win game.
Yeah, I mean, you have game five at home, and like Lance said, you're a good road team, but expecting to win three is a tough task. You win this one, and I could see them winning on Thursday or winning tomorrow and then winning a game in Boston. That's definitely possible. Just got to get the one tonight.
Is it me? I mean, you know, it's your job, and forget about the Osuna, and it's not a save situation and all of that, but he hadn't pitched in 10 days. But this is not – it's like this is all new to everybody. Like this has never happened. This happens all the time in the playoffs.
Well, playoff baseball, you go down in a series?
Playoff baseball, you haven't pitched in a while.
Oh, okay.
And you got to step up and pitch.
It happens.
Yeah. So what you need to do on your off days and when you're getting ready for the series is throw simulated and have guys standing in there and guys hitting off of you, and you gotta be ready. This is not the first. It's like, oh my God, well, Joe Smith hasn't pitched. Well, you think this is the first time a guy hasn't pitched in 3 weeks and he had to go out there and pitch?
I know you and Lance had a discussion about Osuna maybe getting him in early. Is that on a manager to do that, or should the guy just be ready when he's called on? How much
I think flack
should the manager take for not getting
both,
him
though.
In earlier?
Especially when you're going to call on Osuna in big situations. I think AJ, you got to squeeze him in there somewhere in Boston so that he's ready for a big game situation, especially when you're down 8-2 or 7-2, whatever they were down. You know what? Throw Osuna out there or somebody that you're going to count on in big time situations.
You know what? But Hinch would have been crucified if he threw him in game one and then came back in game two and tried to pitch him again and he got lit up in a safe situation and lost the game. Ever been like, why'd you pitch him in a blowout when you knew you might have to use him in game two in a safe situation? He would have got crucified for that too.
Well, but it's not like closers don't go back to back.
Well, I know, but people would have still second guessed him.
No,
like,
but
he didn't
then
need
he
a
said,
pitch.
And then you say, well, I got to get him work.
I got to get him work for game three. They said, yeah, you can get him work in game two. Winning or losing, you could pitch him here. And then he's got a, which, actually would make more sense that you pitch him in game two because you have a day off before game three, and you could have potentially saved him for game two. He just never went to him in game two either. No.
Well, but the point being, too, the point I was just making,
I was talking to interns.
No, you call interns on your cell phone?
Yeah, that's creepy.
No, I didn't want to call anybody.
No, but
you were on your phone as you walked out.
Well, I was voice to text.
This is the scenario. Lance gets on his phone 20 seconds before the segment comes back, walks out. Is that your phone again or is that John's?
That's John's.
You walk out, and you're having a conversation, and then you walk back in while the
show's
going on.
No, I wasn't having a conversation. I voiced a text. I'm like, this is the reason why this is happening. And then it never – and by the way, my voice and text, sometimes it doesn't believe when I'm saying the word bitch. Sometimes it's like, birch? I didn't say birch.
No.
You know what I'm saying, voice to text.
And every time
duck?
I
– did you say duck? I did stop trying to find an autocorrect to duck. No, it understands my voice to text.
Yes, but when you text, it comes up duck every time.
I have no ducking clue why Joe Smith is in this game. I didn't say ducking, voice to text. You know what I said.
Well, voice to text, it gets it. But
type to text. Yeah, voice to text is like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I get you.
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of mad.
Seems like
that.
You're pissed off. Yeah.
I'm going to try it right now.
Okay, type the F word and see what happens.
No, not type it. I'm going to say...
No. He's saying when he types it. It goes to duck every time.
Text,
mine goes to duck every time.
Does voice to text let you say the B word?
Yeah, okay. It does.
I'm gonna type it right now.
But if you type it, it'll go birch.
Well, not all. Well, it depends. If you've typed it enough, it like starts to learn, like, I know what you're trying to say.
Oh, look. Read my message, and I didn't have to correct it.
Yeah, well...
I don't want to
okay.
read your message.
Okay, how about I'm going to come back at you?
See, it worked out well.
No.
My text doesn't autocorrect to birch.
I'll read what the texts are.
Well,
Go ahead.
Mine, see?
You're a bitch and duck you, is what John said to him.
Yeah, so.
Ugly.
All right, that is ugly. But hey, is Raheel going to come in today?
He's going to be a few minutes late, he said.
He sent the text. He's going to be a few minutes late.
So wait a minute. He came in a few minutes earlier and he wanted some compensation for that yesterday.
Well,
are we
docking his salary?
Are we going to dock? Is he going to get docked today?
Well, did he get his compensation yesterday?
I don't know, but that's what he was claiming.
It should be, if he's going to require compensation for talking early, he should say, okay, dock my pay if I'm going to be
talking
late.
That's right, if you're going to be honest.
I don't imagine it's going to go that way, though.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here. Bye, sports map. Beat it. We don't want you around here anyway. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's take a look at some college football games this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Right here next on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, we got to talk about, you and I got to talk about Renter's Warehouse and Rich Drake. They're really, really, really good at what they do. What they do is they find you renters, and they find you good people to live in your home, take care of your home. They stay on top of that, make sure that the lawn is cut, make sure that the house is taken, you know, that everything is taken care of. They take a video of your home, of the whole house, and then when the people leave, they take another video and they make sure that everything is the same. If not, then those people are going to take it. And they find the best renters too. Okay. They're rated. You get to pick who's going to live in your home. That's probably the number one thing about renting out your home, is you're scared of who's going to be living in it.
I would say that's a big concern. I've been that person one time when I was younger. You know, that's why they give you a list of people. Okay. Here's your list of people. Ooh, let's take the family. We're not going with the 3 26-year-old bros all together. We're not going to do that. And you can make that decision if you want. They do. Not only do they find you the renters, but they do the background checks on their rental history, things like that. So you have an idea of who is going to be renting from you, because you do want to take care of. If anything happens with the house, if something's not going right, you don't get the phone call at 12 at night. It's Renter's Warehouse. They're the ones who are the professional landlords. And they're also rent estate agents. So they find you renters. They are the professional landlords who maintain everything. They collect the rent. I mean, they do everything for you. It costs you $99 for tremendous peace of mind. Wouldn't you love to have your property taken care of and managed for just $99 a month, as it pays you rather than you paying into it? That's what you can do. Find out what your house will rent for by going to renterswarehouse.com or just by calling 713-224-RENT. Rental might be the option over selling. There's only one way to find out. Find out what your house will rent for at renterswarehouse.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.